This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, Harvest 17 is largely done for the year, and farmers are focusing on field work and anhydrous application. Regional sales agronomist for M&M Service Company, Mark Huber, says yields were variable depending on your location, and yield loss from dicamba drift was not as bad as expected.
Yeah, Katie, as you had said, that harvest is completely pretty much wrapped up. There's a few little bit of harvest going on here and there, but mostly everybody's doing field work and working on getting their anhydrous, fall anhydrous ammonia on to get that set up for maybe a spring application of some nitrogen post-applied to satisfy their total nitrogen needs and reduce their risk.
So percentage-wise, about how far along are you guys with anhydrous application for this fall?
At this point in time, we're about 80% wrapped up with fall ammonia. So we got about 20% more that could possibly go on, but if it gets delayed into the spring, it won't be that big of a deal.
As far as weather conditions this fall and field conditions, has it been a good year for applications, or how have things gone?
So far, it's been really excellent. We've had a few good rains that have taken some soils and tightened them up a little bit, and fall ammonia has been going on extremely well. We've had a nice extended long fall period with basically just a few little weather events that causes a few minor hiccups along the way. But for the most part, fall ammonia's been going really good.
All right. Sounds good. Always nice to hear a good report. And talking about harvest again, comments about this year's harvest. Overall, what'd you think, Mark? How did things go? Were you happy with the yields you saw coming out of the fields? And just overall, what'd you think?
There's been pockets. Overall, harvest has been doing good. Yields were exceptionally well in certain areas, but actually lacking in others. A lot of it depended on the weather, the lack of rainfall at certain period times of the year, and the heat that came through during that long week and a half period that we had of extreme heat during pollination. So we had good areas in some and bad areas in others. We just happened to fall in one of those bad areas with the commodity pricing that we have. We've developed a few issues that we got to deal with, but the big concern on farmers' minds right now are, even with some decent yields that we've had, it's the commodity pricing and the basically reduced margins that they're having to deal with. And in some cases, those margins don't look very good right now.
Well, that definitely is a concern. And I know we've had depressed prices for a while, but as I heard in a report today, there's not a lot telling us when it's going to change or if the market's going to turn. So I guess advice to farmers, just hang in there. I don't know what else we could do.
There's not much we can do right now. I mean, right now, at least soybeans, right or wrong, has about a $40 an acre better margin to it than corn does at this point on those grounds, those acres that are more variable in soil type. And now if you're in some more black dirt, like in northern Macoupin County and maybe northern Montgomery County, those areas can actually grow corn and actually produce a profit. But in some of those more variable areas, that soybeans look more profitable right now than corn does, unfortunately.
So one of the other things, when I last talked with you at some point during the summer, dicamba was a very hot topic throughout the growing season, and we were kind of just hanging out and waiting until harvest to see if those fields that did experience some drift, if there was any damage. You've got some experience with this. There were some reports for M&M Service Company, so could you give us an update on that?
Sure, I'll give a small recap, then I'll go into that for you, Katie. We had sprayed over a little more than 15,000 acres worth of dicamba products, and our claim level was extremely low. We had the 3% level of claims on those over 15,000 acres sprayed. Of that 3%, basically, we had our total acres, only 1% of that. Actually, we had to work with growers and figure out that there might be a little yield loss with that. But those yield losses were very minimal, less than 3 bushel at the most. And in most cases, there was actually no yield loss or actually a yield increase. So it varied along the whole board.
Well, nice to have a recap. So as far as moving forward with the product, I know that there has been some changes to the label and some more training is going to be required.
Yeah, there's a couple things that are going on. The label is going to change. The new label is going to read that you spray dicamba products with a 3 to 10 mile an hour wind. So that is going to be a little bit of a restriction that's going to be applied, as well as if there is a sensitive crop downwind, the label now is going to read you cannot spray. So before you had an option. Next year's label is going to be more inclusive among all products, and you will not be able to spray if there's a sensitive crop downfield. As far as the product itself, Dicamba is now a restricted-use product, so that is going to be a big change. You do have to have a private applicator's license to be able to spray the product. And there's going to be a requirement that you go through some additional training in order to be able to spray Dicamba products. So that would be something new. The IAFCA is going to be in charge of that situation. In fact, the first training session that's going to be going on will be November 29th from 4:30 to 6 o'clock in Springfield. And then they'll have another one coming up December 5th in Carterville, and then another one in Champaign on December 8th. And these are just the beginning of those training sessions, so there'll be more to come as we get into the winter months.
Mark, do you expect to see an increase, a decrease, maybe the same amount of farmers use Roundup Ready to Extend soybeans and spraying dicamba? I mean, I know you can't predict the future, but just from talking to guys, is there interest in using the product?
There's a very extreme interest in using the product. In fact, in my northern part of my territory, we'll be using more Extend soybeans, and in the southern part of my territory, we might be using a little bit more Liberty beans, but it seems like Extends for a majority of my territory are going to be more popular. And what I'm telling growers to do is get with your neighbors, make sure you all get together and talk and figure out who's growing what crop and try to get things matched up appropriately. It's a bad thing if you're a guy that's growing Liberty beans and you're surrounded by guys that are growing Extends. So get with your neighbors and get things communicated and try to make things as easy as possible for everybody.
Mark Huber, regional sales agronomist for M&M Service Company. And for a complete list of those dicamba training dates, you can visit ifca.com. A friendly reminder that the Litchfield FFA has poinsettias for sale this week. You can contact an FFA member or stop by the high school to purchase yours. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.